Hey, Rock 94 and a half.
How you doing?
All right.
This is Dallas from the Fall Forum.
Hey, Dallas. What's up?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to go on tour.
Yeah, you got the new album coming out, or is it out already?
It came out on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Well, are you going back out on the road? You going to be hitting up the Northwest, too?
No, we're not.
Not right.
We're heading out to Texas first, and then we're working our way up to Buffalo. And then we're on tour with Stained in Canada from Montreal to Calgary. And then we're back down to Minneapolis and then over to Chicago. So
wow.
We're avoiding you guys for some reason.
Well, that's okay. You had too much fun last time you were here. That's what it is. Because I can't remember who you were with, but I remember how much fun we had with you.
Yeah.
It was a while ago, too. Probably three years ago, anyway.
At least, yeah.
So what's going on up in Canada?
Yeah, just in Vancouver. Just not much. Just hanging at home, just enjoying it while we can. So.
Are you guys kicking into that winter mode yet up there?
No. It's just Vancouver doesn't get that cold, actually. It's kind of like pretty close to the Seattle weather, and it just rains a lot.
Yeah.
But today's nice. Should be golfing today. But
Wow, we got all the Vancouver weather today.
Yeah.
Looks like it's ready to snow out, actually. Are you a skier?
I was when I was a kid, but I just haven't been at time for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to save your limbs for playing anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I can break my legs. I can still sing. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Just keep away from the throat, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here it is. So give me some highlights from the new CD. What'd you do? How much fun did you have? That kind of stuff.
Well, we did it. We recorded Count on Me with Chad from Nickelback.
Awesome.
He lives just down the street now, so.
He does?
Yeah, it was really easy to go over there. We play poker with him and stuff. So.
Is he like the most popular rocker in Canada right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I think their record did really, really well the first week, so.
Yeah, it did really good, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so they're always popular up here. They do really well.
What happens when you're from Canada and then your album gets played in USA? You still get royalties, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, cool. So
yeah. Anywhere in the world gets played, we get paid. So.
Must be pretty cool to have your album on all over the world.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. We played a show July 4th for one of the army bases over there.
Cool.
And we were driving on the bus and heard Wasting My Time and in Japan. And
which was a huge CD, man.
That was a big hit for us, yeah.
That came out in 2001 or?
Yeah, it did.
Of course, yeah, that was a really, really, really big song for you guys.
Yeah.
Bridge and formats and genres.
Waterhouses, yeah.
That's the one they all want to hear, too, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this is Dallas from The Fault. You're listening to Jeff Scott on 94 and a half, Spokane's Best Rock.
Oh, Beth wants to say hi. Remember Beth?
I vaguely do, I think.
The front desk lady.
The what, sorry?
The prize lady. Receptionist. They didn't come in? She just loves you. Well, come over and tell them about us. We can hear you.
Well, they were supposed to come to Spokane, and they never did.
What happened?
I have no idea.
You guys, I think, were opening for Creed, and they canceled, three times?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a couple years ago, and I was really excited.
Well, Creed's pretty much a write-off anyway.
I know.
If you're going to open for Creed.
But I didn't care about Creed. I wanted to see DePaul.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
But they were still coming here, though, because we talked to them on the radio.
No, they've never been here.
I would know.
We've never been to Spokane?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now. And they only live in Vancouver. They're just over the mountains.
See?
I know. We're going to have to go over there and raid your houses or something.
Sure.
See, I just got back from lunch and I was listening to the CD and I had to come running in. I'm like, Josh, talking to him on the phone.
I heard some stuff off the CD. It's really, really
it's
good.
Awesome.
You said it was. That's really cool. Well, okay. She's out of here. See you later, Beth. Thanks for
stopping.
There's a fan for you. We have really good security here. Now, back to the interview. I imagine you get a lot of that no matter where you go. Don't you?
It happens.
Count on Me is the new track. Check it out. How long did it take to record the album?
To actually record it was about a month and a half. We did most of it actually in LA with Bob Marlette. He just did the Caesar record. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We were down there, and it was a great experience actually. The studio we were recording in, I bumped into Mick Jagger and had a quick chat with him. And
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Does he look as old in person as he does on stage?
Yeah.
And then what happens after the CD's done recording but it's not released yet? What's the band do? Kind of make their plans for touring? Or
yeah, exactly. Sit and wait.
A lot of sitting and waiting.
This is the hard part, just waiting to go. Yeah.
Is that like the worst 2 days before it comes out?
The week it comes out is not so bad. It's the Tuesday after it comes out. You find all the numbers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
That's a couple days from now.
Keep crossing fingers here. Hope to get you into the town.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll find out what happened to Creed, too. Actually, we know what happened to Creed.
Yeah, I know exactly what happened.
What's up, Spokane? This is Scott. Step from Creed. You're listening to Rock 94 and a half.
New CD's called One Thing.
One Thing Remains.
One? Hey, that's pretty close to the Alter Bridge CD.
I know. It's funny you brought that up. We were actually sitting in a radio station playing a couple acoustic songs. We looked over at the album. They have it up on the wall signed. And we're like, oh, no.
One Day Remains. Yeah.
Well, what's it called? It's
One Day Remains.
Yeah. Jeremy came up with the name of the album. We looked over at him. Like, are you copying them? No. He didn't realize it either. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like miles everywhere. All right, Dallas, we got to run. Thank you for hanging out. And, happy Canadian Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.